Amen and amen. Father God, we give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. O God, I decree and declare salvation, Lord. I decree and declare healing is our portion, O God. I decree and declare we are free, O Lord. I decree and declare the goodness of God. I decree and declare angelic visitation. I decree and declare we are walking in divine healing, O God. I decree and declare we are rooted and grounded in love, God. I decree and declare increase, O God. I decree and declare laughter, Lord. I decree and declare change, O God. I decree and declare the right connections, O God. I decree and declare transformation, Lord. I decree and declare restoration, O God. I decree and declare the truth, O God. I decree and declare new growth, Lord. I decree and declare favor, O God. I decree and declare our household belongs to you, O Lord. I decree and declare a hedge of protection over us and our families, O God. I decree and declare traveling mercies, O Lord. I decree and declare we are an overcomer, O God. I decree and declare, O God, we are walking in newness, Lord. I decree and declare compassion be our portion, God. I decree and declare joy and laughter. Now, Prophetess Bethany, open the line so we can speak in our heavenly language.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we give your name the blessings. We give your name the praise in this hour, God. We thank you for waking us up this morning, Father God,
and
being in our life, Father God. We thank you for all things, Father God, covering us in a good way, Father God. I thank you for everybody that's assembled on this line, Father God. I thank you for their families. I thank you for saving their families, healing their families, Father God. I thank you for financial favor for all those that are on the line and those, Father God, that are having issues or challenges, Father God, in this hour with their families, Father God. I decree and declare love in the family, Father God. Those that are wayward, Father God, that they will find their ways not just back to you, Father God, but to the families, Father God. I thank you, God, for each and every senior established, Father God. Touch them, continue to bless them in their right mind, Father God. Strengthen their limbs and their body, Father God. I thank you, God, for children in this hour, that you're covering them, our children, when they go to school, protecting them, Father God, from any hurt, harm, or danger, Father God. Any predators, I rebuke them in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you for my stepfather, Father God. Thank you for his recovery, Father God. Cover him in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch our household, Father God, that anything evil trying to come against it, I rebuke it and send that back to the pit where it came from, Father God. Thank you for our leaders, Father God, that you move through them in this hour, Father God, that you give them the words that give the people life, Father God. And God, even in my music community, Father God, just touch the people that are mourning the loss, the transition of our fellow brethren, Father God, at this hour. Touch the families and cover his children, Father God, and his mother, Father God. Comfort them, Father God. Send your angels of comfort right now as we're going to the mourning, the memorial right now, Father God. We bless your name. Thank you for my leader, Father God, Archbishop of Bernard Jordan and Pastor Jordan. Bless the Jordan generation, Father God. Strengthen and favor them, Father God. We bless your name. We love you, God. We love you, God. We serve you. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Isaiah 55:6 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for your truth. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your patience with us, God. Thank you for your mercy, which endures forever, O God. Thank you, God, for saving us, for healing us, for strengthening us, God, for bringing us together again on this morning, this new day that you have made. We are able to lift our voices up to you and give you thanks, God. We are seeking you while you may be found, and we're grateful for that, God. Grateful for this prayer line. Grateful for your mercy, God. Oh, God, bless each and every person on the line. Bless Prophetess Barbara in her travels, God. Bless her in whatever she has to deal with on this day in terms of mourning, losing someone, God. We know how that is, God. God, touch that family and heal their grief, oh God. Thank you for your love, God, and thank you for giving us a voice, God. Lord, I ask you to look upon each and every listener on the line. Bless them in a mighty way, God. Strengthen them, protect them, provide for them, heal them and comfort them, and give them sweet sleep on tonight, God. Bless Prophetess Darlene and her travels, and let her reach her destination safely, O God. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision, God. God, protect them and keep them, strengthen them, and encourage them to keep moving on, to keep going on. Thank you, God. Thank you for that family, the company of prophets even, God. Thank you for the children who will be praying on tomorrow night, God. Bless them. Touch their minds and their hearts, young prophets, moving in faith, God, seeking you, God. Oh, God, how wonderful it is. We suffer not the children to come unto you, and we thank you for their desire to do so. God, I ask you also to heal your people. Oh, God, heal your people physically, mentally, emotionally, God, and I thank you even for my own healing. God, ask you to bless Prophetess Cynthia Dawson in a mighty way and bless the project that she has, that she's working on, oh God. Strengthen her in her body. Thank you for giving her peace and comfort. Bless Prophet Stephen Bostick and Prophetess Aisha Cooper and anyone else who's on the prayer line, the prayer list, God. Bless them. Touch Prophetess Regina, oh God, in her body. Strengthen her, God. And thank you, God, for courage, for newfound courage. Thank you for the ability to go on. We are not weary. We're staying on the wall. God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you once again for this opportunity to come together in agreement in prayer, Lord God. Thank you for continued favor, Father, and testimonies. Thank you for breakthroughs, Lord God, that just decree and declare continued breakthrough in each one of our lives. Whatever areas, Lord, that we need breakthrough in, whether it is healing or finances, Lord God. Thank you that you are our healer and our provider, Lord God. And in you there is no lack in any area. You are the God of more than enough and a God of the overflow. So thank you so much, Lord, even for your continued mercy and graciousness and grace toward us, Lord God. You are merciful, Lord God, and patient with us. Thank you, Lord, that we can walk with clean hearts before you as even convict our hearts if there's sin that comes in with attitudes or whatever, Lord God. Life's disappointments might cause anger or hurt. Lord, thank you, Lord, that you bring restoration and healing and you cleave closer to us than a brother, Lord God, as your word declares. Thank you for such faithfulness, O Lord, and graciousness. And Lord, I want to continue to lift up those that were affected by the hurricanes, because I just talked to someone from the Virgin Islands just the other day, and they were still without power and water. They're still being affected, Father God. So continue to bring restoration and healing in those areas, Lord God, that were affected by the storms and waves and winds, Lord God. Just bring restoration and healing, Lord God, in your mercy and graciousness. Bring the support that they need, Lord God, and with the fires in different areas as well, Lord, California and different places here in Canada and the U.S., Lord God. Bring restoration, Lord God. Your earth is crying out. So we just continue to look to you, Lord God. Help us to continue to lift up our eyes and look to you, from who comes our help, Lord. And I just want to pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Father, we thank you today for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses from all sin and guilt and shame. We thank you that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And we thank you today, O God, that you've set us free from the law of sin and death and from guilt and condemnation. Father, I pray for every partner. I pray for every church member. We thank you for every leader that's assigned to this ministry. We thank you for every ministry, every prophet, every evangelist, every apostle, the fivefold ministry that is connected, that has some type of fellowship with Zoe Ministries. We pray for our partners today, Lord God, and we say kingdom of God come and the will of God be established in their lives, the rule of God be established in their hearts. And we thank you today for divine protection and wisdom. We thank you for the mind of God to know what to do in every circumstance and situation. We thank you today, Lord God, for giving us the power to speak life in dead situations, to speak revival, O God, in dead situations. And so, Father, I pray today for every ministry. We thank you for every church that's represented. And we pray, O God, for a move of the Spirit of God that would bring revival and bring a spirit of intercession, would bring a spirit of supernatural power and demonstration within our churches, O God. And we thank you today, O God, that you're bringing such a change and wave within our churches, a refurbance, O God, an excitement about the things of God, that you would move on our young people today, that you'd move on leadership today, O God, and cause us to hear your voice and obey. We thank you for revelation. We thank you for revival. We thank you that the Lord of the harvest has sent forth laborers into the field to draw in souls into the kingdom of God. We thank you for mass conversions and discipleship within the churches throughout the world today. We thank you for supernatural increase, O God. And Father, I pray for our cities today, especially cities where there is poverty, inner cities where they're ravaged with violence, and we speak the spirit, the peace of God over these areas, of God. And Father, we pray today that you would unfold the plans of the enemy. We cause them to be known, Lord God, and to be aborted in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of violence, and we come against the spirit of pride and anger and selfishness. And Father, I pray today, oh God, that you'd abort the plans, that the plans of the enemies be aborted, be revealed and exposed and dispelled of when it comes to mass killings, mass shootings. And we pray today the peace of God within school systems. We say the reign of Jesus be established in the kingdoms of this world. And we thank you for the peace of God and the rule of God
God, within the systems of this world. And we thank you today that you've anointed prophets and to be established, to establish the word of God within the systems of the world, and that Jesus will be exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we come together this evening touching and agreeing, God, believing, God, that you are more able, more than able, Father God, to establish your word through your people, God. We thank you, Father God, because we ask, God, that you would just move by your spirit, God, and that we would move, Father God, and live and have all of your being, God. We pray, Father God, that you would touch our bodies, that you would touch our minds, God. And we ask for, Father God, new health, new life, God. And we ask, Father God, even for the wisdom to maintain, Father God, and the strategy to maintain the blessings of God. Lord, we thank you right now that we are the seed of Abraham and that we are seeds of righteousness, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are blessed coming in and that we are blessed coming out, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are more than enough and that you are more than able, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you've given us power. You've given us authority, God. Teach us to exercise your power, your authority, Father God. And as we pray, God, we pray for those that are devastated in lands, Father God, and Father God, by earthquakes and Father God, by natural disasters. We pray, Father God, that you will heal the brokenhearted and that you will renew, Father God, their strength, and you will renew, Father God, even their ideas. You will renew, Father God, their faith, God, and that, Father God, that they will mount up like wings of an eagle, God. We thank you, Father God, that for the church. We thank you, Father God, for the prayer ministry. We thank you for the prophets. We thank you for, Father God, the leadership. We thank you for every delegated authority and every office, God, that is represented on this line, and even, Father, across the nation. We ask, Father God, that as a church we would come together as a people, Father God, casting down every vain imagination and casting down different denominations and come together as one God in unity across the nation, God. We pray, Father God, that the effective prayers of the righteous will prevail as much, God. And we ask, Father God, that each and every prayer will be heard and be answered, Father God, to the degree that it is prayed and to the fullest, God. We pray, Father God, for an open heaven, not God. We pray, Father God, for a mighty work and that we want to see your hands, God, the work of your hands. We need to see, Father God, you move on our behalf, God. We pray, Father God, for new faith, new strength, God. And we pray for your people, Father God, that they will be strengthened and they will be a beam of light in the earth, God. And that, Father God, they will speak a word and that the word will come to pass and the world will see that our Lord reigns, God, and that Jesus is still Lord and sits high on the throne, God. We thank you, Father God, that you become all things to all people, Father God. And we pray, Father God, this evening that you would meet every need. Become, Father God, whatever financial breakthrough they need, God, we ask that you would meet those needs, God. Whatever healing to their body, to their mind, to their soul, Father God, that you would meet those needs, God. We pray, Father God, for those that are grieving, God. We pray that, Father God, you will restore the faith, restore, Father God, the joy, and restore their strength this night, God. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. Father God, we thank you because truly you is and always will be, O God. And without you, we are nothing, O God. God, we thank you, God, for this new day, God. We thank you, God, for this new day of victory, God. And we thank you, God, for teaching us how to walk and how we should and what we should do, O God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for guarding us against the evil of unbelief, God, the unbelievers, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for restoration, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for guidance and help so we can dwell together in unity, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for the right divine relationship, oh, God. We thank you, God, for continue to let your marriage be with much love and strong, and let it be holy and deathless, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for helping us to hold our liberty in self-esteem, God, high esteem, Jesus. God, we thank you, God, for this wonderful country in which we are privileged to live, O God. We thank you, God, for inspiring all your people to hold sacred of that glorious inheritance, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for all your leaders, God. We thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and our leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, God. And we thank you, Lord, for all your leaders and your churches and all over the world, God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives and in the lives of your people, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for blessing the president of our country, Lord, and giving him wisdom and knowledge and strength, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for being with all those in power, Lord. And we thank you, God, that the horrors of war soon pass forever, God, from this earth, God, and peace reign, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for the opportunity that's here for us this new day, oh, God. God, we thank you, God, for keeping our eyes on you, God. And, God, we thank you, Lord, for clarity in all our situations, oh, God. And, God, we thank you, God, for grace and mercy, God. And we thank you, God, for the mercy for those who are sick and shedding, God. We thank you, God, for giving them insurance of your presence, God, and lifting them out of their despondency, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for filling us with your strength and your peace, Lord. And, God, we thank you, God, for granting us a clear understanding, God, of your truth and the way we should go, oh, God. And, God, we thank you, Lord, for giving us an open mind to see ourselves as you see us, oh, God. And, God, we thank you, God, for giving us the power of love, God, and lifting us up and saving us from our sins, oh, God. And, God, we thank you, Lord, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned, O God. Because when you arise, the enemy scatters, O Lord. And we thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, O God. And God, we thank you, God, that you are bigger than this universe and you are bigger than anything that life can bring, O God. And we thank you, God, for guidance. We thank you, God, for this great harvest that you have here for us, oh, God, and we thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us and ordering our step, oh, God. And we thank you, God, that may the words out of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, God. And we thank you, Lord, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, over our family, and our loved one all around us, God. And, God, we thank you, God, for peace in our community, God. We thank you, God, for love and peace in our homes. We thank you, Almighty God. In your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you praise, Lord, and we give you honor, we give you the glory, because, Father, you are worthy, worthy, worthy of all the glory and the honor and the praise. Father, we give you all the glory tonight because you are so good to us. Lord, we thank you for life. Lord, we thank you for health. We thank you for strength. Lord, we thank you for even the air that we breathe, oh God. Father, we thank you, God, that, Father, you have kept us there, God, to see this another day. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you, O God, for all, O God, that you have given to us today. So, Father God, help us, dear Father, that all God will do and say, God, with love and harmony, dear Father God. Fill us up, dear God, we pray, God. And we thank you for daily loading us with benefits, God. We thank you, God, for your many blessings. Father God, I thank you, O God, this morning, dear Father, that, God, that you have given us this opportunity and this privilege. And, Father God, as we come, Lord, I present, O God, those who have sent in their prayer requests, dear Father. Lord, those who are in the line, dear Father. Lord God, the prophets and the prophetess, and God, our partners. God, we pray, God, that, Father, you will touch our hearts and our minds tonight, dear Father. Strengthen us and keep us, dear Lord. Father God, you know our ups and downs. You know everything, and we want to thank you because, Father, we know that you are the one carrying us. We know, God, that you are the one leading us. You are the one protecting us, dear Father. And, God, whatever our needs are, God, you will supply. And we thank you, Father, because because we know, God, that you will supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. What a God we serve. Father God, we thank you, O God, for our families. We thank you, O God, for relatives and friends. We thank you, O God, for our children, Lord. We thank you, O God, for our nation, dear Father, on the whole. Father, we thank you, O God, for our president. Father, we pray for knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Father God, we pray, O God, that Father, you place the right people, O God, around him, O God, so that he'll be able to make the right decisions. Father God, we thank you, O God, for all government officials, dear God. Father, have your way, Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, for those who are traveling even at this time. Father God, we place them into your hands and we ask for guidance and protection on the road, in the air, on the land, O God. Father, on the rail, dear Father God, be with them, we pray, O God, tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, O God, we come and we just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, O God, for spiritual leaders. Thank you, O God, for Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father God, I pray, God, that you continue to, O God, to put a hedge of protection around them, God. Guide and protect them, Father, in every area of their lives, God. Father God, I pray, God, that you, Father God, Lord God, will give, O God, whatever their needs are, God, you, Lord, O God, will supply. Father God, I pray, God, for their children, their grandchildren, God. O God, continue, dear Father, to bless each and every one. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the young ones, O God, who will be coming out to pray tomorrow night. Father God, Lord, we pray, God, that you continue to give them desire, because we know, God, that they're on the right track. And Lord God, we know, God, that you're pleased with them. So, God, help them, dear Father, that they will stand, O God, for what they believe in, dear Father, as they grow, Lord. Father, have your way, Lord. Father God, I thank you, O God. Father God, that Lord Jesus, you, Lord, have helped, O God, those who have gone through such rough times, O God, in the hurricane and the earthquake and, Father God, the mass killings and all that is taking place, dear God. Father, you said when we see all these things, we are to look up. And God, we are looking to you, God, and we are thanking you because, Father, we see your handiwork, dear God. Father, you bring people together, families together. Oh, God, and God showing love. We are showing love to each other and to be there for each other, God. And, Father God, we ask that you continue, dear Lord, to open our eyes. Continue, dear Father, to do, God, what you want us to do, God. We live for our brothers and sisters, dear God, that we're there for each other. And God, we give you thanks. Father God, I pray, oh God, for those who are sick and afflicted. Father, I pray, yeah, oh God, prophetess into your doors, into your hands. And Lord, I pray that you continue to strengthen and keep her, Lord. Father, remember the shut and the shut-ins, the fatherless, the motherless, the orphans, and oh God, those, oh God, Father God, who are unfortunate even at this time, dear God, that are homeless. Father, have your way, God. And God, take full control, dear Father, as we say thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, I come into your presence with thanksgiving, Lord God. I Shabbat you on this morning, Father God. I thank you for the prayers that have gone up before me and the declarations and the affirmations, Lord. Lord God, we just ask a special blessing over each and every person on this call, Lord God. We bless a special anointing upon the Master Prophet and Prophet, this Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, and the Jordan family as a whole, Lord God. We ask that you just heal the sick and afflicted, oh dear God, and the bereaved in this hour, Lord God. And we just ask for traveling mercies for Prophetess Barbara in this season, Lord God. And we just ask that you heal the brokenhearted. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and give thee thanks. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come before your name and lift you up on high even now, Father God. We thank you for this new day indeed. We thank you for every life here on the line even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for ordering our steps, Father God. Allow your will to be done in our lives even now, Father God. Touch the lives of your people even now, Father God. Touch our elders and our children even now, Father God. Touch their minds even now, Father God. Father God, your word says no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father God. And we thank you, Father God. Thank you for the power in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, thank you for cleansing us, Father God, daily, Father God. Father God, thank you for renewing us each and every day, Father God. Allow us to rest peacefully even on this morning, Father God. Father God, we thank you for peace, 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 Father God. We thank you for peace coming into our homes, into our hearts, and into our spirits even now, Father God. Father God, allow right relationships to come our way even now, Father God. We thank you. We continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father God. I love you. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. And let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Thou, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted. as head above all. And we sing unto you, Lord, a new song. And you have done great and marvelous things. And your right hand is holy. And you wrote for us a great victory over every adversary. And nothing shall by any means harm us. And we thank you for divine protection. We thank you for divine revelation. We thank you for divine advancement, divine promotion, divine expansion, multiplication of blessing. We thank you for blessing every seed that has been sown. And we thank you, Lord, that we've given and is given to us good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men heap into our bosom. And we bless everyone on this call. We decree restoration and repair, healing, peace, Lord God, right in divine order. Amen and amen. Well, God bless each of you. Thank you for standing with us on this call. Now for the announcements, Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. And good morning to each and every one of you. You can join us back here on this line in a couple of hours, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard, for our conference call with the Master Prophet. I want to encourage those of you on the line to join us, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard, right here on the line. And then we will have our 12 noon Pop Life radio show, which will be Check Up from the Neck Up. And I want to encourage those of you on the line to join us for 12 noon. Then, of course, we have our 8 p.m. call with Prophet Joshua Jordan. And if you haven't had your prophetic conversation, I want to encourage you to go ahead and take part in this opportunity, as the opportunity will be passing by shortly. Amen. So open window. Also, check your emails, people of God. Check your emails. The law of abundance window is closing rapidly, so you want to be a part of that. Amen. And then we'll be joining right back here at 11:50. We have our young people praying, so I want to encourage each and every one of you on the line to support what is happening as our young people begin to get on the prayer call at the midnight hour and begin to pray and lift up the name of Jesus. Prophetess Darlene.
Amen, amen, and amen. Bring somebody, invite somebody, post the phone number on your Facebook pages and your Instagram pages and your Twitter pages. Let the people of God know that the prophets are praying. Somebody's going through. Someone's lost a loved one. Someone's in desperate need. They need to be on this call so the prophets can usher in, amen, the breakthrough that is theirs. God bless each of you. Good morning.
God bless you all. Love you all to life. Good night.
God bless you all.